A good night of Shabbos for both sides. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Zayin. We are starting the 8th parak in Masechet Shabbos, and we are continuing and talking about different items and the shear that you need to carry them out to be chayiv a korban chatas. Right, different items will have different parts of different chashivos. We talked about in the last parak that an item has to be choshev, has to be usable, valuable. So when you take it out, so then you're doing something that's significant. So again, we're talking about different items, and let's dive right into it. Hamotzi yayin b'kidei mezigas kos. What is the shear for wine? Now, back in the day, it used to be that wine was diluted with water. The wine that they had was very, very strong. You had to dilute it with water before drinking it. So the amount of wine that you need to take out on Shabbos to be chayav korban chatas is enough to mezigas a kos, enough to dilute a cup of wine with that wine, meaning to pour it into water, then we'll turn it into wine. Chalav, what about milk? Kedei gemia, that's enough for someone to swallow. Dvash, honey, kedei lisein ala kasis, enough to put on, they used to use honey in a therapeutic way, they used to put it on a wound. Shemen, kedei lasoch aver katan, shemen, oil enough to anoint a small aver, a small limb, and then we'll talk about what exactly that is. Mayim, kedei lashof bahem as a kilor, water enough to mix a kilo. A kilo, Rashi says, a shenosin ala ayin is a type of medicine, a type of, I guess, ointment or something that they used to put on for an eye if you have some sort of injury in your eye. So that was the kilo. So enough mayim to dilute or to mix around that ointment that you put on your eye. Vishar kolamashkin viravias, and all other liquids are orange juice, whatever, is by a shear of ravias. V'chol ha-shofchin, and any Rashi says, mayim sruchim, which is disgusting water, some of the water you're going to throw out, literally. Beravias, you are going to carry it with a ravias. Why do you need to tell me that? Okay, we'll talk about it. Why didn't you just say that all other liquids are beravias? Rav Shimon Omer, kulam beravias. Rav Shimon says all of them are, actually, all of the liquids, everything is by a ravias. V'lo nemru, kol ha-shirim halalu ela matzneihem. And all of the previous shirim that we said is only for people who are matznia, such amounts of liquid, meaning that all the amounts that we said previously are smaller than a ravias, and all of these apply to someone who will keep the item with us. We said in the last mishnah on yesterday's daf that if you keep something that's smaller than the shear, right? We use the example of a granule of salt, even though that's not really even big enough, really. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he says that if you keep less than a ravias of these items, so there still is a minimum shear for anybody who would keep and store these items in their pantry or whatever. So if you're going, even for someone who stores less than a ravias, you still have a minimum shear of all of these that we just listed previously. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana, we learned the Brisa. Kedei mezigas kos yofe. Right, the Brisa says enough to pour and dilute a nice cup. My kos yofe. What does that mean? So kos shel bracha. That's a kos shel bracha that you will say after Birkas Hamazon. Or as Gemara we said right, a couple of months ago that right, we need to make it a nice kos, a decent kos. So Gemara says, what does that mean? Amar Rabba Baravua, Koshal Bracha Tzach Shiebo Rova Revius. It needs to be a quarter of Revius. What does that mean? Kadeshi Yimzigu, so that you can dilute it, meaning the mixture has to be a Revius, of which there is a quarter wine. Viamod ala Revius, and therefore when you mix it together, you can it will add up to a ravias. So we'll see in a second that Rava's shita is that to mix a cup of wine, you need a quarter, the ratio is a quarter wine and three quarters water. So that's the shear, that's what we're talking about. The Mishnah, when it says kedei mezigas kos, it needs to be a quarter of a ravias, because that's the ratio that you use. Amar Rava, Rava says, afana nami tanina, we also learned in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah will prove, right, you can even prove that from our Mishnah, that you need, again, a quarter of a ravias of this yayin chai, this live, quote-unquote, wine, which is too powerful to drink unless you dilute it. Because what did we say? We said, amotzi yayin kedei mezigas kos, right? You need the amount to take out, what amount are you chai for taking stuff out? So that's a yayin that is enough to dilute a cup of wine. V'tani alam, we learned afterwards, kedei mezigas kos yofen. Right, and it has to be a good kos, a nice kos, a proper kos, a revius. So katani seifa and the seifa said ushar mashkin berevius, and all other liquids are by revius. And therefore, when you see that you need to be able to make a revius from the wine that you took out. 1 second, sorry. Okay. Vareva l'tamei, and this is Rava's sheet. The Amar Rava called chamra de lo dari elachad tos maya lav chamra. Any wine that's not diluted, and with this ratio, meaning 1 and 3, 1 and 3, plus maya, I guess, 3 parts water, that's not actually wine. Amar Abaye said back to Rava, what are you talking about? Shtei tshuvos v'davar. I have two ways to answer your proof, or quote-unquote, from the Mishnah. Chada, on the first hand, first of all, the Tana, the Mishnah says, mazuk shnei chalk, the Mishnah not here, but the Mishnah says in Nida, the topic there is there are several, we talked a little bit yesterday, I believe, about different colors of Dam Nida, right? You have to check, right? We said that the Mishnah excluded Dam Nida from something that you would take out, something that people are Hamatznia. So the Mishnah over there says that there are 5 different types of red color where Dam Nida is going to be considered actual Dam as opposed to something else that comes out perhaps from a woman's body. So one of the colors is Hamozuk Shnei Chalkei Mayim Ve'echad Yayin. Min hayayin hasheroni, that one of the colors is this red color that you get that's comparable to when you mix 2 parts of water with wine from the shironi, from the sharon. That's a place of I would have thought it's a sharon region in Eretz Yisrael, but Rashi says over here Shem Medinahu could be a place outside of Eretz Yisrael. But okay, either way, that's Abaye brings that proof. That's, you see that the ratio is 2-1, not 4-1. But Ode, and another proof is Maim Bekadum and Starfin. Abaye says, what do you mean? The water is not yet in this cup, right? And you're already counting it towards joining it with this little bit of Yayin Chai, of this live wine. How could you count the water? You need to, right, the whole Indian is to take out a Mizigas Kos Yafa. But you haven't done that yet. How could you combine the water that's not in the cup? Right, your purpose is to eventually dilute this little bit of wine. So, but it doesn't make sense that that would prove that that's the shear that you need to make wine. It should be, apparently that amount of wine is chashev enough, and therefore, when you take it out, you're chayev. Not because your eventual purpose will render it chashev enough. Right? Our Mishnah doesn't prove that it's 4-1 at all. So I'm like, Rava says, Hadika Marta, I'll answer you. Shnei chalkei mayim vechad yayin, min yayin ashironi, that Mishnah, that Nida, is talking about yayin ashironi luchud. The rafe, right? The wine from the Sharon, is very, soft. Right, Rafi usually means malleable, but it means it's not so strong, meaning you don't need to dilute it with as much water. So that's, first of all, a specific example, right? It said the Yayin Shironi, so it's usually wine is 4-1, but this specific wine is 2-1. Inami, another thing I'll tell you is Hasa Mishim Chazusa. There, what are we looking? We're looking for the color. They're not telling me what is the best way to drink wine. They're just telling me that's the color you get when you mix 2 parts water, 1 part Sharon wine, so that's the color of Dam Nida. So that doesn't tell me anything about the Chiyuv of the Kos. Aval L'tayma Ba'yitzve, right? But to taste it, to drink it, you need more water. Udukamarta, and your other proof that Mayim Mikadim Starfinan, that the water is in the jug and you're pretending to combine it to the wine that you took out, right? Even though it's not yet combined. So the Gemara says, yeah, the Inyan Shabbos Midi D'Chashabinan, right? What do we need on Shabbos to be chai for it? So you have to take out something that's chashev. Well, says Rava, this little tiny bit of live yayin chai that you can't drink at the moment, well, is this chashev enough? You could mix it with water and drink it. So that's already davar chashev, and you're going to be chai for that. Right, v'hanami chashev, this is also chashev enough to be chai for on Shabbos. Gemara says, Tana, we're a different topic now, we're jumping around here, we're going to have a bunch of different random topics here today. Yavesh Pekezayis. What about dry wine? Now, it doesn't mean dry wine as in like you know, sweet wine and dry wine, it means wine that has congealed. Rashi says yain karush. You hear the word karush. Krisha is a God forbid. Lo aleinu is a blood. What's it called? And your blood coagulates, and your blood clot. Rachman l'tzlan. But it's yain yavish is dry wine. Let's say you had wine that kind of congealed into. I'm not even sure how that would work, but okay. So that is bekezayis. Divrei Rabbi Nosson. That's Rabbi Nosson. She says bekezayis. And where's the Rashi says to me kara hava be revius. Apparently, that's the amount of solid goo wine you get when you have a revius. That if it congeals, it turns into a kezayis. So therefore, you see that the shear is in fact a revius. Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda say the same thing. Rabbi Nosson had Amran. Rabbi Nosson, what we just said, that this congealed wine is kezayis, and therefore the liquid wine would be a revius. That's the shear that you need to take out. No, we're not really talking about it. It's a different topic right now. Okay, fine. I guess this is kind of the same topic. Fine, Beseder, we do jump around a little bit later. You'll see what I meant. Anyway, fair enough. So what's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda Shita? What's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda when he said also that we're talking about a Kazayas, a Revius? What's going on? The Tani, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvarim, Mikuli Beis Shammai, Mechum Rebeis Hillel. There are six things that where Beis Shammai is usually more machmer. Beis Hillel is usually more makel. But there are six things where that's the reverse, where Beis Shammai is the makel. One of them is Dam Nevela, the blood of a Nevela. We know a Nevela is an animal that dies without being shechted, so it is Mekabel Tumah, or it is an Avatumah, rather. The question is, that's the for sure the body of the animal, but what about the blood? So it's machlokes Beis Shammai mitarin, and Beis Hillel mitamoi. Beis Shammai say it's tahor. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's tahor. This is Rashi quoted here. He quotes two shitas, whether it's not, meaning is it considered an avatoma or is it completely tahor? So could be that that's what Beis Shammai means, two deis here. Rashi says, "Li nira dehai beis shamay matarim mitumas nevelos lechudu." Right, it's not actually mitumas nevela aval tuma kala yeshbar, but it is actually tame. Okay, fine. So beis hillel, but beis hillel matam and beis hillel consider it just like the nevela, and i.e. it's an avatoma. Am Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, and this is what we were trying to quote. Afkish atimu beis hillel lo tuma ela bedam sheyeshbar revius. Beis hillel is only mitame a dam that has a revius. That's enough. Has a share of a revius. Hol v'yachol likrosh v'lamud al kezayis. Since it can, if it congeals, it will end up being a kezayis. So you see, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Nassan, the shiurim of liquid versus solid, that a revius congeals into a kezayis. Amar Abaye says no. Dilma lohi. Maybe it's not true. Because that again, what are the two contexts? Rabbi Nassan is talking about wine, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda is talking about blood. Right, ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Nosson hacha de by revius ela beyayin. Right, maybe Rabbi Nosson only says his shita that revius equals a kezayis by wine de kolish, which is what is kolish? It's not as what's it called? It's more liquidy. It's not as thick. But bedam de somech bedam, but blood which is thick. Right, kezayis lo by revius. Maybe you don't even need a revius to get a kezayis. Maybe you would need less than a revius to turn into a kezayis. Inami, or you could argue the other way. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda hasam the kezayis sagile revius al bedam. Maybe Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda only holds that a revius turns into a kezayis by blood the somech, which is thick. Aval yain, but yain, which is the kolish, which is much more liquidy. So kezayis have a yoser mi revius. No, you need more than a revius to make a kezayis. And therefore, the shitas don't necessarily line up. And maybe someone who takes out less than a kezayis, he would say, would be chayiv, because a revius turns into less than a kezayis, but we see in our Mishnah that a revius will be mechayiv your korban chatos if you take it out on Shabbos. Okay. Chalav kedei gemia, if you take out milk, that's enough to be swallowed. Iboiluhu kedei gemia o kedei gemia. So interesting, the Gemara here, for the next couple of lines, on Talmud Beis, argues or debates the spelling of different words. Fascinating enough, but since it's Erev Shabbos, we'll kind of like run through it. Is it gemia with an aleph or gemia with an ayin? Now, Rabbi Nachman quotes a quote, and it's going to quote a pasuk to prove each way, both ways. Rabbi Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, hagmini not mayim mikadeich, right? Give me some water from your jug. That's when Eliezer was talking to Rachel. And yeah, so the sea it's with an aleph. Ibole, we asked the question. Gar'inin, oh gar'inin. Is it gar'inin, seeds, is that with, what's it called? Is that with an aleph or an ayin? Amarav bar'ulo v'nigram erikecha. Okay, seems to be with an ayin. Ibole, omamos, oh omamos. Omamos are coals that have burnt out, but they're still glowing. So Amarav Yitzchak bar'avdimi arazim lo amamuhu began elukim. Okay, seems to be with an ayin. Ibole, ma'amitzin t'nan o ma'amtzin. Ma'amtsin is all right. That's the din where Rashi says the kaman gabi einaim shel mace. Yeah, that there's a din that a mace obviously is mukta. So rachmaral tzlan, if a person dies on Shabbos, he really shouldn't close his eyes. So that's the ma'amtsin is the it refers to closing a dead person's eyes. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan va'utzem einav maros bero. So you see, it's with an ayin. Tana Rabbanan hamotzi chalav shel behema kedei gemia chalav kedei gemia. Now, we'll end the braisa. Now, it's shifting off of the spelling now. If you take out the milk of an animal, that's kedei gemia, that's swallowing. But what about chalav shel isha? What about the milk of a woman? V'loven shel beitza, and the white part of an egg. Kedei litain b'meshifa shel kilo. That's enough to dilute and put into this kilo, which we said that this ointment that you would put in your eyes if someone had some injury or some illness in their eyes. Kedei lishuf b'mayim. In other words, to mix it with water and then put it into this kilo. Boyer Ravashi, Ravasi asks, kedei shifa or kedei achizo v'shifa? Do you need enough to be able to put it on the eye or enough to be able to hold the ointment and put it onto your eye? So then the Gemara says, take you. I'm not sure exactly how much, and it's Shemon Elio. Enough he comes, we will figure it out. Divash kadeilitin ala kasuz, honey enough to put on some sort of wound. Tana within the breast, kadeilitin al pi kasuz, to put it on the top, on the mouth of a wound. Not on the entire wound, but on the mouth. Boy Ravashi, a kasuz apuma, de kule kasuz. Is it on the top of the entire wound? O Dilma Amursha Kama de Kasus, or maybe on the highest part. Lafuke Hodrana de Lo, and excluding the rest of it, that you shouldn't put this, you don't need enough to put on the entire surface area. So the Gemara says, Teku, I'm not sure, and we'll find out when Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Am Rav Yehuda Marav. Call Masha Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Bolamo, very inspired. Today, this is today's Musar and Emuna and Bitochon and inspiration for today. Call Masha Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Bolamo, Lo Boradavar Echad Levatala. Hashem Baruch Hu didn't create a single thing that goes to waste. Hashem Baruch Hu created a purpose for every single thing in this world. I remember reading about new science developments about the appendix, that people think, oh, there's this bacteria that the body processes that we didn't know about until recently, and that's the pshat of the appendix. There's nothing that's extra. Kosh Baruch Hu created everything. Everything has a purpose. And Rav Yehuda now talks about all of these random things that seemingly have no purpose, but there is actually a purpose. What about Bara Shavlul? That's a slug. That's Lakasis. That apparently has some sort of medicinal properties for a wound. Bara zavuv, litzira, it created a fly for to help with if a person gets stung by a tzira. Tzira is not a bee, yellow jacket. What's more, a hornet, I think. Yetush, whatever, a more intense type of bee. Yetush lanachash, a yetush is a mosquito, somehow it can help cure and help heal the bite of the snake. Nachash lachafavis, some sort of snake can help you with chafavis, is different types of Shchin, samamamis la'akrav, and some sort of spider is able to help cure the sting of a scorpion. Okay, hechi avid hachi, how do you do this? This is this is the snake one to help with the shchin. So ma'isi chada akuma o ukma v'chada chivara, you bring a black and a white one, v'shalkile, and you cook them together, v'shayfile, and you rub it on the wound. Tana rabbanu l'nadir abraisa, chamisha emos hein, there are five. Ema is like pacha. There are five things that are afraid, which is right. So ema shchalash al gibor, where the something that's weak makes something that's strong afraid. Emas mafgia al ari. A mafgia apparently was a very small animal that apparently could defeat a lion in battle, so a lion was afraid of it. Emas yatush al pil. A gnat is. Which can, I guess, go inside of an elephant, makes an elephant afraid. Amos Samamis Alakrav, right? Apparently there's the spider that is able to defeat a scorpion. Amos Snunis Alanesher, a snunis is a small flying bird that kind of gets up in the eagle's kind of underbelly, I guess. Right, Rashi says, Nichnasas Tachas Kanfei Anesher, somehow gets underneath the wings of the eagle, okay, whatever. Amos Kilbis Alaliviosan, and a kilbis, which is a very small fish, apparently could kill Alaliviosan, which obviously is, if you go to the Torah definition, that's, there are only two of them in the world, the Kosh Baruch Hu killed one of them, salted away for the tzaddikim, whatever that means. Nowadays, Alaliviosan is a whale, but either way, you get the point. Okay, Amrav Yuda, Amarav. My crow was me when the pasuk says Amavlish Sod Al Aiz, or Shod Al Aiz. It's not a secret, but it makes the weak have victorious over the strong. That's what the pasuk. That's what the pasuk means. Meaning that's a reference to what's it called to all the things that we've seen before. That you sometimes Kosh Baruch Hu creates these things that are able to overcome. Things that are necessarily bigger. Okay, two dots. Rabbi Zera Eshkach le Rabbi Yehuda Dehava ka apischa debe chamua. Rabbi Zera once found Rabbi Yehuda at the house of his father-in-law. V'chaze Dehava bedicha daite. Bedicha is a joke. So it seems that he was laughing. He was in a good mood. V'boimene kol chalale olman. If he asked him anything, any question in the world, have a amarle, he would tell him. But apparently, you weren't able to ask Rav Yehuda so much. Apparently he was busy, he was learning, he was serious, but apparently he was in a good mood and he was able to ask him all of these seemingly silly questions, but not silly because he wanted to know why the world is as it is. And the Marsha goes to town on this Gemara, which maybe I'll check out on Shabbos. I didn't get a chance to check it out, but if you have a chance to check it out, the Marsha is pretty cool on this Gemara. Anyway, Vayter. So he asked him, "My time is a maskan bereisha. Why do goats always go at the beginning of a flock? The other imre, and then the sheep are after." So Amarlei said to him, "Kibriyasa shal olam, like the way the world was created. The bereisha chashuva. First it was dark. The other nahora. Then there was light. So too, goats are usually darker than sheep. So they went first. My time ahani mechassion v'hani megalion. Why are sheep mechassion is covered?" Meaning the private area is covered by a tail. Behind a megalion, and the goats are available, right? The tails go up. So Gemara says, "Hani mechas minayu." The sheep, machsina minayu. We cover ourselves with them. So therefore, mechasian, right? We obviously most of our clothes are made from sheep's wool as opposed to goat wool. Behind the low mechasian minayu. In these, we don't use their skin or their hair necessarily to cover ourselves. So the megalions, they're open. They are exposed. My time a gamla zutar genufte. When does the camel have a small tail? Mishum de achal kise, because it eats thorns, I guess it eats thorns. I'm not sure, but basically just to make sure that the tail wouldn't get stuck in the thorns as it eats. My time a Torah arecha genufte. Why does a cow have a long tail? Mishum de dar ba'agme, because it lives in the swamp. Avoyla karkushe bucky, and he needs to chase away the bugs. And so it flicks its tail, gets away all the bugs. My time akarna dekamsa richicha. Why is the antenna of a locust soft? Because it lives amongst willow trees. Vikashe, and if the antenna were tough, were strong, if they were hard, nade and misavra, they would get broken. And then the locust was misavra, iver, it would end up being blind. Apparently the locusts use their antenna to be able to help guide them around when they fly. Damar Shmuel, Ha'iman, Debay, Lismei, Vikamsa, anybody wants to make a locust blind, Lishlufinu, Lekarne, take off, Karne means its horns, but take off its antenna. My time, Ahai, Timra, Detanagola, Midli, Le'ela, why does the lower eye of a rooster, meaning the lower eyelid, go over the upper eyelid? Most animals have the opposite. They blink, the eyelid comes down. The dare adafe, because it lives on adaf, on boards. The ayal kutra, and if there's any smoke there, some misavre, we get blinded. So therefore, the lower right smoke comes from the bottom, rises up. So when the chicken's up top in the coop, doesn't get blinded by the smoke. Okay. Dasha, why is a door called a dasha? Derech sham, because it's the way to go in. Darga, why is a ladder called a Darga? Derech Gag, it's the way to go to the roof. Maskalisa, why is sauce called Maskalisa? Masai Tichlet Da. When will this be finished? Right, everybody, I'm sure, has ketchup or mustard or hot sauce that's been in their fridge slash pantry for over a year. When will this finish? Well, that happens to be my favorite. Okay. Besa, why is a house called a Besa? Bova, Isibba, come and sit in it. Bixa, why is a house that's, Rashi says, that's a very small apartment that has a very tiny quarters. Why is that called a Bixa? Because Be'aksa, because it's a small place. Kufta, why is a mortar called a Kufta? Kuf Vesiv, because you could put it, turn it over and you could sit on it. Livni, why are bricks called Livni? Libne Bunny, for because they last for generations. Build a house lasts for a long time. Hutza, why is a fence called a Hutza? Because Chatzitza, because it makes it into Chatzitza. It separates between one and the next. Chatzpah, why is a barrel called a Chatzpah? Shechotzev Mayim in a Nahar, because that's how you get, you literally Chotzev is to mine stone and stuff, but usually here the barrel mines water, kilu, from the river. Kuza, why is a jug called a Kuza? Kazeb, because it's just a tiny bit, a tiny little amount, just like this. Shutisa, why is a, what's it called, a shutisa? Because shtusa, because you did, I'm not sure what this is, I forget already. There's a lot of Rashi's here, can I find the little one? Nira Hamraka Keshogda, yeah, I forgot. If you dance with it, you look like an idiot. Okay, fine. Mishichla, why is a, this is a Mishichla. Safal Gadol Shakol Rotz Kun Yedem V'Raglayim Imenu, right? If you look, it's a long, I guess, an area, like a little tub, where everybody washes their hands in. So, Mashe Kula, because that's where everybody washes. Mashkilta, what is a Mashkilta? Is a washing pitcher. Because Mashe Kalsa, because a bride will use, apparently it was like a covetic thing, they used to decorate the washing cup. Okay, during a wedding. Asisa, why is a mortar called Asisa? Chasirta, because it's missing, right? If you can imagine a mortar and a pestle, where they used to grind spices. So right, the mortar is like some hollowed out thing where you smash the pestle into it. And that's what the Gemara says right after. It's Buchna. Why is a pestle called a Buchna? Because Bo, can I come? I can hit it. And that's how you grind the stuff. Levusha, why are clothing called Levusha? Lobusha, because someone who wears it is not embarrassed. Galima, why is a coat called a galima? Shanasa boke golem, because a person who wears a coat looks like a golem, looks like he has no form, right? A golem is just a mass of whatever. So you wear an overcoat, you look like you have no form. Gulsa, why is a like a begisha type thing called a gulsa? Gali ve'esev, because you fold it up, and you reveal yourself, and then you sit, right? If you've ever seen somebody wearing a begisha, or so yeah, before you sit, you have to flip it up, and then reveal, quote-unquote, your legs. Puria, why is a bed called a Puria? Sheparin v'ravin alea, because people are mekayim the mitzvah puruvu on it. Bor zikna, why is a pit called a zikna? Bor zenaki, because it's clean, it has nothing in it. I mean, why is an empty pit called a bor zikna? Because it's clean of anything. Sudra, why is a, this is a covering, I think. Sudra, the sudar is a handkerchief, but sudra, Rashi says, derech tamid l'chachamim latov sudar. It was back in the day, right, they used to wrap their heads in a sudar. If you've seen any pictures, like, say, the Ben Ish Chai, or the Rambam, or the Sfardi, and tamid, you know, the Sfardi tzadikim. So you can see the sudra on their head. That was for the tamid l'chachamim. So, sod Hashem l'yareyev, because it's based on the pasuk of sod Hashem l'yareyev, Hashem reveals secrets to people who are in fear of him. For people who are afraid of him, meaning Talmid Chacham, the Tzadikim. Apadna, why is a palace called an Apadna? A Pischadein, because everybody has to come to the Pesach to be judged. Tan Rabbanan, Viter, last little bit here, and then we'll go break for Shabbos. Shlosha, Kolzman, Shemazkinin, Mosifin, Gvura. There are three things that anytime they get older, they get stronger. Ve'elohein, Dug, Nachash, Vechazir. There's a fish, snake, and a pig. I'm not sure exactly to the pshat of that. Apparently those are out of the creatures of the world, I guess those three, right, if you've seen a big pig, I'm not familiar really in terms of the anatomy, right, if you see a big old fish, I guess, not so much experience with snakes and or pigs, but that's what Gemara says, and apparently as opposed to animals which usually get weaker, as they get older, these apparently get stronger. Okay, Rabosa and Shkoy Gavla, have a great Shabbos, and we'll go Viter and the Heilige Shas tomorrow.